Welcome to the Dowell House, named after James Patterson Dowell, who founded the Dowell Implement Company in 1870, which included a tin shop and was essentially the hardware store in downtown McKinney. The architecture of this home has a unique history. In 1870, J.P. Dowell purchased what might have been a small farmhouse on South Tennessee Street, then just a dirt road, which he later enlarged into an elegant mansion that you see today. The home would have been surrounded by extensive gardens and orchards, and had bay windows, balconies, and covered porches done in a Victorian style. In 1935, the home underwent a significant remodel that changed its character to a classical colonial appearance. The plans were done by a Dallas architect named Everett Welch, adding an ornate Georgian-style front entryway and French doors in the front parlor, opening onto a large terrace, wrapping around to the south side, with an elegant glass-enclosed sunroom off the dining room. This home also has a very unique story and connection to the community. It's locally known as the Benji House, and was the setting of the original Benji movie filmed in 1974. The home is featured prominently in the movie as Benji made this abandoned, haunted house his home. Entering the east side front door of the home, you'll step into a very impressive, L-shaped, great hall that connects to a south entry side door. The great hall is lined with a uniquely detailed wainscoted paneling that wraps all the way around and extends to the upstairs hallway. You'll also notice a patterned wallboard used throughout much of the home called beaver board, essentially a precursor to drywall that was commonly used in the early 20th century. Manufactured by the Upson Company, beaver board was cut and hung such that the joints were covered by decorative trim to create an attractive geometric pattern. Happily, a huge benefit for this home is that even though the foundation has shifted dramatically over the years, this type of wallboard moved with the structure and didn't crack as plaster would have. The front room on your left is the parlor, greatly enhanced with the 1930s remodel, with long double-hung sash windows and a large glass opening onto the terrace. It has ornate dental cornice molding around the ceiling and a beautiful crystal chandelier closely resembling the one in the dining room. On your right is the study, which was taken back to the studs in order to accommodate significant foundation repair to this portion of the home. The most prominent feature in this room is an ornate, hand-painted, cast-iron mantel that will be reinstalled after the fireplace is restored and brought back to code. The dining room is on your right before heading up the stairs. Graced by the crystal chandelier and ornate built-ins next to the fireplace, this room has two outstanding features. The scenic wallpaper tells the story of American history from the first landing of the Pilgrims in the 1600s to skylines of modern America in the 1900s. The flooring is a type of parquet made of long-tail pine in which the boards are laid in everlasting squares, emanating from a small, single, central square. Before heading upstairs, note all the original door hardware throughout. The hinges are particularly ornate and have matching doorknobs, latches, and bell ringer on the side door. The style was designed by a British architect and furniture designer named Eastlake, which he patented in 1869. There are three bedrooms upstairs. We're still in the early stages of this restoration project, but you'll see the east bedroom is restored and decorated with Eastlake furniture that would have been typical in the home of a prominent merchant in the late 1800s. The west bedroom will give you a good glimpse of the construction of the home. You'll notice from the outside that the foundation is pier and beam. The construction style uses balloon frame studs, which extend from beam to roof, which in this case are 23 feet in length. The wood is all fully dimensioned lumber, not the trimmed down lumber we use today. The wall studs are actually 2 inches by 5 inches. The material is all slow-growth wood, typically long-tail pine in this area, which is similar to Douglas fir. The exterior sheathing is made of 1x12 boards applied diagonally as wind shear bracing. Interior walls are mostly lined with 1x12 boards, which would have been covered with wallpaper and or cloth prior to the application of beaver board done with the remodel. As you make your way out of the home, please step into and enjoy the beauty of the sunroom. The work to restore this room to its original splendor is extensive. The windows are in the process of being restored, some are done and reinstalled. Back in the day, this would have been a great place to sit and enjoy a beautiful day. When the restoration is complete, it will be such a place for decades to come. We began the project a year ago by removing the back part of the house, consisting of the kitchen, pantry, utility room, and office, as that portion of the home was structurally beyond repair. We plan to rebuild this portion of the building and add a master suite above. The original carriage house was lost when the property was replatted, so we'll add an attached garage as well. 14 of the 24 beams throughout the house have been replaced, and we've drilled piers down to bedrock that will provide permanent support around the perimeter of the existing structure, while the boat arch stumps remain in place, providing support throughout the interior. Very briefly, a quick comment on who we are. We're Ian and Lisa McLean, and have lived in Fairview since 2005. Our four boys are proud graduates from McKinney High School and have graduated or currently attend Texas universities, University of Texas at Austin, University of Texas at Dallas, and Texas Tech in Lubbock. Personally, I'm a software engineer and have worked as an executive in the telecom industry for many years. While I'm not a contractor and don't renovate for a living, I did a similar project many years ago, renovating a dilapidated two-story Victorian shirtwaist house in Midtown, Kansas City. We love the history of this home and enjoy sharing it with friends and neighbors. I hope you've enjoyed your visit and will come back next year to see the after version of this project.